Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the show Caroline Nelson. She's the H&M South Africa Country Manager, and she's very welcome to the programme. How are you, Caroline?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, firstly, you're a proud Kildare native. What part of Kildare are you from?
Indeed, I'm from just outside of Kilcock.
Okay.
Yep.
TUD, DIT, probably in your day.
Yes.
That was where you studied. Was it retail and business?
It was, no, applied languages, actually.
Okay.
So nothing got to do with what I'm doing.
Interesting as well, so that your career, you've had a 17-year career with H&M. You started in the States as a store manager, thinking you might spend 6 months or a year there. And now, almost 18 years, you're still there. Why do you think you're still there after so many years?
Oh, it's, look, H&M's a fantastic company to work for. It has a really great culture. It allows you to be yourself and really own your business. And the harder you work, the more it pays off, and you can really reap some great rewards. And it's kind of taken me here to South Africa now. So
right.
It's been a fantastic journey.
So when you say they allow you to be entrepreneurial, are you able to kind of take risks within the business? Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. You can make mistakes and learn from them as opposed to be punished for them, if that makes sense. And that really gives you confidence to make business decisions and to kind of take the horn and run with things, especially when you see potential.
When you were first started in America, you basically started on the floor, you got into HR, you got into sales. So you've done a number of different things, operations within the business. So in other words, maybe it doesn't feel like almost 18 years when there's an opportunity every 2 or 3 years to do something new.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the exact reason I've stayed so long with the company. I'm definitely one of those 2-3 year onto the next thing sort of people. And I've been afforded the opportunity with H&M to actually grow and be a new person every 2 or 3 years under the umbrella of this fantastic company. So it does feel, honestly, sometimes I get a bit of a shock when I see my tenure in role, because I do feel like it's a new job every year, and that keeps it really exciting.
Okay. So when we talk about South Africa, we're here in Cape Town. You were telling us earlier about, you know, doing business here. Firstly, can I ask you about the retail landscape? Would I be right in, and it's an assumption on my part, but would I be right on observing that online maybe isn't as mainstream here as it might be in Western Europe?
Yeah, it's not as big a percentage of business within retail. It is important, and the customer is demanding more and more from online. But in terms of total business, the brick and mortar retail stores are just as, if not more important,
right,
than online. So both obviously balance out the business very well, but it hasn't quite taken off the same way as it has in the rest of the world.
Okay, yet. No, that's good. So you talked then about doing business. Your parent is a Swedish company. You're here in Cape Town looking after South Africa. Different cultures, different type of personalities, maybe different customer needs. How do you address that? How can you tweak the H&M offer for the South African market?
Yeah, so this is an ongoing part of our business, and that would make it quite fun and exciting, because people are different here, they're looking for different things, but of course the brand and the overarching brand is a very important, that's what we want to be the beacon of, because you want to walk into Stockholm or anywhere in South Africa and see a similar experience, because that's who we are. But you do have to tweak the model, and we do a lot of cool things locally. So we have created local denim that fits the South African body type a little bit better.
There you go.
So that's been really helpful and a fantastic part of our business. And then we also do a lot of local designer collaborations, where we work with young designers who are just on the cusp of taking off their business, and we give them a platform to show themselves to the rest of the world. And that's been really cool. Last year we had Rich Manisi, we had Yay Abe the year before, we had okay. Namel, so a lot of cool designers. And showing African design is a very important part of the culture here too.
Okay. Finally, can I just ask you about BISA, Business Ireland, South Africa, part of the Irish business community here that you're involved in. We met some of them earlier. How important is it for you to keep that Irish connection and even, I suppose, even for your own network and maybe keeping in touch with the old sod and that kind of thing? Is that an important part of what you do?
Yeah, it's actually really important. It's funny because when I was in the US and I was there for quite a few years, I didn't feel that as much, but I think it was because it was easier to jump on a plane and be home in 6 hours if I really needed to. And when I came to South Africa, I did realize that now moving country again puts you in a position that you're not as connected to home except for your family. So I kind of went out initially just seeking someone to have a drink with, you know, from home and have that Irish connection. And ultimately I found Frank Gormley, who's the chairman of BISA, and very quickly realized like this was a cool, not just a way to meet Irish people, but also to build a bridge between business in South Africa and Ireland, which is so needed because there's so many cool things here that we should be availing of at home. And then there's so many things from home that can work really well here. And, you know, we often use the comparison that South Africa is a bit like Ireland in the 80s, you know, obviously not the same level of poverty, but we had a lot of poverty. We had the same car parking guards and, you know, there was all sorts of shenanigans happening back then. And to be able to take some of those like insights into how our country grew and apply them here is really important and can go a really long way. So it's a fantastic community to be part of and to create network between Irish South African businesses.
Well, listen, Caroline, thanks for joining us. Thanks for talking to us. Thanks for letting us into your world and sharing your journey with us. So that's Caroline Nelson, the country manager for H&M South Africa. Thanks again.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11. On News Talk.